my district, as well as those legislators that are determining some of the laws and regulations that are, that affect my constituents.
In my district, access to most areas is practically limited to air transportation. And so it's for this reason that I ask that we adopt amendment number 4 to this legislation.
Could you move amendment number 4, please?
Move for the adoption.
Other objections? Hearing none, amendment number 4 is adopted. That brings the bill before us. Is there discussion on the bill? Take your motion, Senator Donnelly.
Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 103, Judiciary, as amended into a new Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Donnelly, I'm sorry. There were some people to testify on this that I overlooked. Brooke Miles from APOC, are you online? My apologies. Would you like to testify on this bill?
I have a question that I missed the information on, and it has to do with the top of page 6.
Okay.
And I want to be sure that I know that in the area of what the party can donate to, it's gotten quite contentious because we end up very often with someone having done a broad scale elect these people without our permission, our knowledge, and it might be on the national level in conjunction with the congressman's ads, or it may be by our local Republican women or the local zone chair who don't necessarily run any of that through a candidate. And we're saying then after two, if that takes us over our contribution from the party, then we're in violation. And we've had no part of the decision making as to what group ads will contain our information.
Ms. Miles, do you have a comment on that? Ms. Barnett, are you online?
I am, Senator John.
Do you have testimony on this bill?
I have very brief testimony on your on two amendments that were passed. The first, I believe, is amendment number one concerning newsletters. And the ethics committee has always supported and additionally supported communication with constituents when the communication relates to accessing the elected official or reporting on legislative matters. And I believe that is the intent of that amendment, is to preserve that important function. I wanted to point out that there is a conflict in statute. AS 2460-030-C2 sets out certain parameters on mass mailing using funds other than your office allowance. And your office allowance is allocated under AS 2410 and 110. Secondly, the amendment actually broadens the current interpretation and practice of most legislators to allow activities beyond those relating to legislative matters. I worked on this morning, and I would recommend considering the following language, which under K, to be a legislator from using AS 2410-110 funds to send any communication in the form of a newsletter that relates to legislative matters, except the communication expressly advocating the election or the defeat of a candidate.
Ms. Barnett, could you fax those recommendations to Senator Terrio's office?
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Senator Donnelly? Ms. Barnett, I spoke to legislative drafters about this morning, and since the prohibition you talk of is a specific prohibition, this doesn't negate that. So that's still in place and applies to any of those extraordinary. It would prevent any use of anything other than the poet accounts or office accounts from being used for any of those communications that existing statute prohibits. So the drafters said there really wasn't a conflict here, because the existing law stays in place and prohibits the things that it currently prohibits.
Senator Donnelly. Ms. Barnett, did you have comments on any of the other amendments or the bill?
The other is Kramer W-4, and which is amendment that Senator Olson spoke to. Compared to other states, and you're all aware some states have an actual zero gift acceptance rule. Our code does allow acceptance of gifts of $250 in value from a person or an entity in a calendar year. And then we also have a lengthy list of exceptions in 2460-00. This amendment does appear to fill the playing field in favor of those with the ability to provide these types of gifts. However, that route, I would really recommend that you consider requiring disclosure of acceptance of gifts of this type under this subsection. And, conceptually, that would just go to amending AS 2460-080D, which is the disclosure of gift section. And I, again, would recommend a public disclosure of acceptance of gifts of this type within 30 days of accepting the gift. Those are my only comments, Mr. Chair, and thank you for allowing me to.
Thank you, Ms. Barnett. We'll go ahead and bring this bill up tomorrow, if we have the time. That might be difficult. Senator Donnelly has the operating budget, and we were also going to look at Senate Bill 103. And if, we'll try to get to it tomorrow. If you can communicate with Senator Dario and Ms. Brooks, excuse me, Ms. Miles and Ms. Barnett. Thank you.